find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you take.
Hour two of the National Intel Report today, folks, on this Monday, 2209. This is rather fascinating. Chicago Sun-Times, by the way, they're a member of the Sun-Times News Group. Jewish money controls U.S., according to an African diplomat. Johannesburg, South Africa's deputy foreign minister, has been taken before the National Human Rights Body for allegedly saying that Jewish money controls the United States. Fatima Hajang allegedly told a political rally 2 weeks ago in Johannesburg that Jews control America no matter which government comes into power, whether Republican or Democrat, whether Barack Obama or George Bush. Their control of America, just like control of most Western countries, is in the hands of Jewish money. Outraged by these remarks, the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, a civil rights group, said it filed a complaint Wednesday against Hajeg at the Human Rights Commission. We submitted yesterday our formal complaint on the minister's outrageous statement to the South African Human Rights Commission. The head of the group, Zev Kringel, told the AFP, "That minister's statement is incorrect, inflammatory, and outrageous. We feel in our young democracy that the 21st century we should learn to respect each other and refrain from such anti-Semitic statements." The Rights Commission spokesman, Vincent Moga, I think this is Moga, confirmed that the body had received the complaint but could not give timeline for processing it. Foreign Affairs spokesman Ronnie Monopia declined to give details on the case but told AFP that the South African government has committed itself to fighting against all forms of racism in all their ramifications, including anti-Semitism. Folks, the world is catching on. The secret about the cabal that controls and manipulates and moves forward the global alliance, it is becoming tattered. It's being shredded. And more people are rebelling against this once they have finally figured out what the problem is. Over the last 5 days, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't get the idea that these very same people that create this usury to transfer real wealth, okay, they print their monopoly money to garner one thing. Power is control of the money, and it buys a lot of things. Things that they would not have unless they had their funny money conversion system. People of the world are waking up to this because everybody is under their yoke of tyranny. Everybody on this planet. Well, save but a few countries. Iran, of course, being one of them. But make no mistake, they plan to have a Rothschild bank there come hell or high water, and they don't give a damn if it kills another 2 million Iraqis. These people are about death and war. They have created the wars. They have amassed untold debt. Well, the countries, respective countries, dealing with these charlatans. These perverse, I cannot even think of the proper language to use. But people are becoming aware of it worldwide. And they're pushing back. But don't look for anybody in our Congress or our Senate to push back. Not one of these bought off, paid for. And I've said this before, ladies and gentlemen, and it's as true as the sun comes up in the morning. Is I've got more respect for a street corner hooker because at least you know what you're contracting with and you know what you're going to get. We'll continue with your calls. Vicki Keith, John Dean, and others will get to all of your calls right after this break. Yeah, by the way, Jerry in Fort Lauderdale wanted to ask, did Captor say anything about ending property taxes? She's going after banks. What about her employer? Good question.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stettmiller.
So the human watch groups that are out there on planet Earth, oh, this anti-Semitism. No, folks, over 90% of the population of this planet that are Jewish has decided to be a Zionist. And that's unfortunate for them. It truly is. But you can see of all the backlash when somebody like Ahmadinejad makes a statement that Israel needs to be wiped off the face of the map. No, he did not say that. That is represented by the Jewish-controlled and owned media services. He said that Zionism needs to be wiped off the face of the planet. And most of these charges of anti-Semitism are being levied by the respective governments, pushed by these groups, their little think tanks, to make it an absolute law that you cannot criticize the Zionist and what they are doing. You see, we can't arrest the thief anymore because we can't even report a crime, is what they're telling us. Well, I'm afeared you've awakened that sleeping giant here in America. Good start, 65,000 lobbyists. Gone. The American Defamation League, Mr. Foxman, gone. Southern Poverty Law, gone. These people parade themselves as being humanitarians, and they don't like people being picked on. This is the same thought that goes into the process that if a criminal breaks into your home and you shoot and kill him, well, if he doesn't die, well, he can come after you because, well, you caused him harm. Vicky in Idaho. Hello, Vicky.
Hi, John.
Hi.
It's really unfortunate that those groups you just mentioned, those people are your government. When Al Gore reinvented government, what they implemented is what's called a networked government. It's privatization of government.
Mm-hmm.
And so the government that everybody thinks we have is not the government that we have.
Well, they're coming to that harsh reality, but they're getting the message, unfortunately, Vicky, by way of the mainstream media and what they're led to believe is, well, the current system just isn't working, so we don't need to tweak it. We need to overhaul it.
Well, that's all. Everything that comes to people from the mainstream media, for the most part, it's all propaganda. I've been researching. You know, I've gone back to like 1965, and what we actually have is a tyranny of science, scientists. And I found this hearing this morning that was done in 1972. And it's called, the title of the hearing is called Controls or Competition. And back in 1972, the large corporations owned most of the wealth in this country, and they kept, you know, just things moving at a steady pace. They wouldn't innovate. And so this committee in Congress, they talked about basically self-immolation of our economy, you know, the options, because these large corporations wouldn't move and they were dominating our economy. The options were either to nationalize them or to open up our country to foreign competition.
Vicky, would that just then describe what has happened to Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler? Because
yes.
Of all of what I described on this radio program, their inability to innovate, to control their own expense, to bring to market a product that people would want to buy. But on the other side of that very same coin, well, if we can't handle it here, we'll have to nationalize and help it along. But in the meantime, what we're going to invite is, well, global competition against the American producers.
Well, that's true, and that's what they did. And back in the 1970s, when they started importing Japanese cars, that was true. But remember, that was when the price of cars went up from, you know, like I looked to buy a car in 1974, and you could buy a Chevy Nova for $4,000. And it was after that that cars skyrocketed up to, you know, like $10,000. And, you know, my understanding was that that was to help the car companies retool and innovate and whatever. but what happened in the meantime is that our trade agreements that were negotiated against the interests of American businesses, and that never changed. And that's why you've seen industry after industry after industry fall in the United States.
Well, and of course, they jumped on the globalization bandwagon. The ball was started rolling. They couldn't compete against the foreign competition, the stuff that is ending up on our shores. So their natural course of action was to not stop unfair trade practices. It was to do the same game that our foreign competitors were doing. Unfortunately, along the way, there was something called the American Standard of Living, of which we didn't need anybody to build this country. We basically built it our own with the help of the funny money people coming on over 100 years ago, almost 100 years ago, to make that cheap, available capital.
Mm-hmm.
But we were doing a fine job of building a country, were we not?
Oh, yeah. A wonderful job. And had they allowed things to evolve, people, you know, with technology, you know, the continual implementation of technology, then people really would have had a better standard of living, but and an easier life. But what the corporations did was to look at the statistics in the world and say, well, you know, why should we pay the American people, a decent, a nice living when we can go get desperately hungry people over in India and China?
That's right.
And so what the end game is for the United States is that we are devolving down into a slave state, a state of feudalism. And this whole bailout business, it is not a bailout. What it is, it's the full implementation of the technological system that was envisioned by the Great Society.
All right.
And if you look at all the computer systems, all the technology that's being implemented, it is the tyranny of technology, and everybody is going to be a slave to it.
All right. Vicki, I appreciate your call.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, I would only take one issue. Is it the corporations that own America, or now the biggest corporation in America that owns a good part of the other corporations, and that namely the federal government? It's an unholy alliance with Wall Street as well. It's an unholy alliance that has been going on for almost 100 years. This, ladies and gentlemen, was not an accident. And they're so damn scared. I'll tell you what. If I was a politician in Washington, D.C., I dare say that I'd have to go to my seat in Congress with little wads of toilet paper all over my face because I couldn't stand to look at myself in the mirror to shave myself. And what they're voting on and what they're passing, the knee-jerk, immediate need reaction of the American people. You heard the list that I read. Much of this money is nothing but pork to cover their shortfalls in other areas, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, social programs. But they're going to lay the trillions of dollars of more debt on the American people's back, and we've already been taxed, we've already been screwed, blued, and tattooed by the banks inside this country. But they're going to help us using those very same criminals. And I not for one instant. You may be cold but ignorant there in Washington, D.C. You may not understand economic anything. You know what? Then you don't deserve to hold the office of congressman or senator. And you're aiding and abetting of this massive, massive sellout to the international banksters. If you don't know, then shame on you. Pack up your stuff and leave office right now. Because there may come a day where the American people are going to be hunting for your head. And I hope that does not happen, ladies and gentlemen. One of the worst things that I can imagine is wasting any effort on cutting off the heads of these idiots. And the ramifications and the window dressing that will come from the media against the American people that have found out the biggest hijack in world history, and they're speaking out against it. I can't wait for the press to handle that one. Keith in Indiana. Hello, Keith.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Yeah, what you read last week, that Andrew Carrington Hitchcock really did a marvelous work with the Synagogue of Satan, putting together a good summary of the one family above all families of the earth that could control the world.
Yeah.
I did call to say, though, about last Wednesday, you quoted from a guy you identified as a Jew, and then you made a comment saying these Jews long ago lost their right to become God's covenant people. The Jew you quoted from said, well, all the covenants of the Bible were conditional. However, if you read Genesis 17:7, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. That was talking to thousands of millions who hadn't been born yet. It cannot be conditional. That was unconditional. And so is the new covenant. You can read it in Hebrews 8, starting at verse 8. You can read it in Jeremiah 31, 31. He simply wrote his law in the hearts and mind of those who were deceived.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
There was a bill just last week, the 22nd of January, H.R. 645. This is to direct the Secretary of Homeland Security to establish a national emergency centers on military installations. Mr. Hastings of Florida introduced the following bill, which was referred to the Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, and in addition to the Committee on Armed Services for the period to be subsequently determined by the Speaker in each case for consideration of such provisions as fall within the jurisdiction of the committee concerned. Be enacted by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled, this act may be cited as the National Emergency Centers Establishment Act. In general, in accordance with the requirements of this act, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall establish not fewer than 6 national emergency centers on military installations. The purpose of the national emergency centers, the purpose of a national emergency center shall be to use existing infrastructure to provide temporary housing, medical and humanitarian assistance to individuals and families dislocated due to an emergency or major disaster, provide centralized locations for the purposes of training and ensuring the coordination of federal, state, and local first responders, to provide centralized locations to improve the coordination of preparedness response and recovery efforts of government, private, and for not-for-profit entities, and faith-based organizations, and to meet other appropriate needs as determined by the Secretary of Homeland Security. And they're saying not later than 60 days after the date of the enactment of this act, they shall designate not fewer than 6 military installations. And, by the way, these are capable of meeting for an extended period of time the housing, health, transportation, education, public works, humanitarian, and other transition needs of a large number of individuals affected by an emergency or major disaster. There's your FEMA camps, folks. Location of national emergency centers. There shall be established not fewer than one national emergency center in each of the following states. The area consisting of Federal Emergency Management Agency regions 1, 2, and 3. And on the list goes. Now, is there any doubt why you're seeing the unification of the military along with the police? They're going to be working hand in hand for the FEMA camps in this country. My God, did you ever see one of those FEMA camps? Got any pictures of them? Look, you doofuses. I'm not even going to go there. I'm too angry today. John in Winnipeg. Hello, John.
Hey, John. How's it going?
What's on your mind, John?
I was going to respond to the news clip that you, the audio news clip that you ran last hour about...
Nancy Kaptur.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
squatting in your own house. Yes.
Yeah, I'd say about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, I had come across an interesting story, and I can't remember all the details, but it was somebody in court challenging the validity to the bank's position as ownership on the mortgage, because these banks, what they've done is they've repackaged these mortgages and sold them to other investment bankers, and other investment bankers have sold them to other individuals, and the paperwork, as it was alleged in that news article, they can't find the paperwork. Well, you know, how do they even own the house if they've sold the deed off to somebody else, and you're still making payments to them, and they still get to keep your house? Now, they tell us they can't figure it out. Well, they can. But if they were able to figure it out, like if they were able to pull up a deed and go, no, here it is, here's the deed,
right. Then
we'd be saying, well, you should be able to figure out the ninja loans, too. This is where the American public would give out, let's say, $1 million loan for a $20,000 shack, because you're the guys that are covering the loans, remember, not the private bankers. And the ninja has no identification, no job. We don't even know who he is. He's anonymous. And he goes bankrupt. He couldn't keep up the payments.
And let me interject here, John, and this was very simply done so they could roll these things over into other derivatives, security investment vehicles,
right.
CDOs, whatever, didn't matter.
Right. Well, the derivatives were a little worse, because in the case of the mortgage-backed securities, it actually represents some tangible asset. When you purchased so much money in mortgage securities, there would be deeds to those that paperwork. In the case of derivatives, it's not worth anything, except for another investment banker to say, I'll pay $20 billion for that stack of paper.
Right.
If you buy a similar stack from me,
right,
we'll both win out, because, again, American suckers, they don't understand who's paying the bills here.
Well, And as I did that report, the thing that kept ringing through my head, and I'm sure that Nancy Kaptur and her cohorts on, because you notice the main thrust of the argument here that, well, all this TARP money is going for this, that, and the other, and, well, these individuals are not being helped. She is nothing more than just a closeted socialist herself. She is a property attorney. She knows this. But she also understands full well where a lot of our rights come from by being property owners. But you watch what her solution is going to be. It's to be to loosen up the money, and this is nothing but another socialist Ponzi scheme, to loosen up more money that the Treasury, along with the Fed, are printing up to take care of these bad notes out there. You watch. She's going to put this, again, on the backs of the American people to help the other people of this country that are in danger of losing their homes because they're in mortgage default. You watch what happens with this, John.
Fraud, though. Criminal fraud.
It is.
Yes.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for your call.
All right, John.
Appreciate it. We'll break. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
It's being predicted, ladies and gentlemen, that by the end of 09, approximately 27%, maybe even greater, in the second year of the Great Depression, is going to rival those numbers of the other Great Depression, starting in the late 20s and ending in the late 30s, actually 1940. Maybe as many people that were unemployed throughout all of the Great Depression by the end of this year. Here's one that struck kind of home. Macy's Inc. slashed about 7,000 jobs today, cut its quarterly dividend, and said it would integrate all of its divisions into a single unit, as it expects the remainder of 2009 to remain very rough for retailers. You think? Shares of the company sank 11%. The department store operator, which is also cutting discretionary spending as part of its initiatives to boost its profitability, says it expected those steps to reduce its previously planned expenses by $400 million per year starting in 2010, and about $250 million in part by 2009. Job cuts amount to about 4% of the company's workforce. They cut its quarterly dividend 5 cents per share from 13 0.25 cents, folks. Macy's. The company said it expected to earn 40 cents to 55 cents a share, including restructuring costs. For this fiscal year, same-store sales are expected to decline between 6 and 8%. Well, of this 7,000-man layoff, my wife's brother, which is one of these people that makes the store work, was laid off after 15 years of service today. 15 years. Tens of thousands of jobs are being lost every single week. This is part of the plan, folks. Don't you think of all the trillions of dollars that the Treasury is allotting these wonderful little banks that we couldn't just allow a few lousy billion out there to keep the credit system going, to keep people employed? They're not interested in allowing the Ponzi scheme to go any further. It is to the point right now they are going to pull the plug, and we're going to get our new world order, whether you like it or not. That's when, in effect, they're saying to us right now. And the detractors of Barry Sartoro are not gaining any traction. The honeymoon is still not over for this wonderful man that's occupying the White House, our savior. The news medias are dripping. They're disgustingly bowing down and not asking any pertinent questions, just the new issue and crisis of the day. Dean in Oregon. Hello, Dean.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call, John.
Yes, sir.
Well, you might be having a bad day. Let me make it worse. There you have a commentator on your program. He's in the morning. And he made a comment that we should be absolutely, completely uninvolved in the Middle East. Just get them out and let these people fight it out. But the problem is we're already there. The horse is already out of the corral. Because I think one of the stipulations is when Congress allowed the Israelis to buy our high-tech weaponry, F-16s and what have you, that they were not to be used for offensive purposes.
Oh, well, they're not. They're not being used for offensive purposes.
Oh, I see.
Well, you see, they're being used by the IDF and in its name. That tells you the whole story. They're the Israeli Defense Forces.
That's right.
Where we're defending Israel by going after some people that are firing nothing more than what amounts to bottle rockets. Have you seen some of the pictures, my friend?
Yeah, they're fertilizer with caps in there with a nail to make them go off.
Which may, in fact, maybe scorch a little bit of pavement if it hits a road.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
Well, what I really call about is about controlled opposition. And Michael Collins Piper wrote about this not too long ago, I think, in the newspaper that he, American Free Press, that Hamas was actually created,
yes,
by the Mossad or the Shin Bet.
And you know why that was, don't you?
Controlled opposition, because they wanted to have something to go against the Palestinian Liberation Organization of Arafat.
But something that was a little bit higher grade, let's say, of explosiveness than, say, the PLO. They wanted a more moderate or radicalized group in there.
Mm-hmm. And also, not too many people know that Abu Nidal, or Nidal, N-I-D-A-L, how you say his name, was actually a Mossad asset. For example, when they took over the Achille Lauro on the Mediterranean and shoved Mr. Kinghoffer off with his wheelchair off into the Mediterranean, that was run under the surface by the Mossad, the Black September group of Abu Nidal, who was a Mossad asset.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the Entebbe was a complete hoax. British papers come out on that not too long ago. Complete hoax. They know that the Black September group that Nidal was a part of, when they shot up those Israelis in the Munich Olympics, that was also a hoax and a scam to make themselves look like victims. Bottom line, you probably heard of Kevin MacDonald, Professor MacDonald at
yes.
the University of Long Beach.
Yes.
He's written four books that everyone who's got two brain cells rubbed together should read. A People That Should Dwell Alone, Separation and Its Discontents, The Culture of Critique, and his latest is Cultural Insurrections. If you get those four books under your belt, you understand the psychology, the evolutionary psychology, the whole background on what is happening to us, both demographically and financially.
Above and beyond what I've been talking about the last 5 days?
Even above that.
Really?
Yeah. These are seminal works, and they're going to be read for centuries.
Larry McDonald, the guy that died mysteriously in the plane crash, is that Larry McDonald?
No, this is Kevin McDonald.
Kevin McDonald, okay.
Who is a professor at the University of California, Long Beach.
Okay.
In evolutionary psychology.
Hmm.
And these are seminal works.
Now,
and he has a website. Just type in Kevin McDonald's, M-A-C, capital D-O-N-A-L-D.
Now, let me ask you a question, Dean, because you started out with saying that controlled opposition and some talk show host on this network, and we shouldn't be in the Middle East. Which part of this are you disagreeing with? Because your comment was, well, you know, it's okay after the horse left the barn or whatever.
No, it's not okay, because what we've done is we haven't enabled. We've been the enabler through our weaponry and through congressional support of the activities of the Israeli defense forces and the Mossad around the world, as well as in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And you just can't take and say, well, you're violating our laws by using our weapons for offensive purposes. You just can't just say, well, we're going to withdraw right now. And also, this same commentator had some very unkind things to say about Islam, which may or may not be true, because, you know, there's bad guys everywhere. But the thing is, the same people now that are really bad-mouthing Islam, they're going to be our eternal enemy, and we're over there just bashing and smashing in Iraq and doing in Gaza and in Afghanistan or whatever. These same people, not too many hundreds of years ago, were the ones that opened the Moors into Spain with open arms and became their tax farmers and their administrators.
Well,
the Moors were in control of Spain.
There may or may not be a program change in the mornings on this network. That's to be decided.
Well, no. That guy is my hero, who the guy I'm talking about on the morning program.
Well, he's getting ready to jump ship here, produce his own program, and he asked me if I wanted to pick it up. I'm not interested.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. But anyway, it's interesting how they're mashing and bashing Islam today, but whenever the Moors came into Spain several hundred years ago, they were their supporters, because they have a visceral hatred of Christian Western civilization, and they're going to do everything they can to undermine it and destroy it.
Well, and I'll disagree with one thing. If we extracted ourselves entirely from the Middle East, I don't agree
that we should.
Well, I disagree with you, because part and parcel of that would be that the $3 billion in cash payments that we make to Israel, all the, and you said it yourself, with all the help that we give them militarily, the contracts we allow them to do with America. In other words, what I'm saying here, Dean, we cut off their money, they collapse.
I understand that, and I agree with that. What I'm saying is that we should put them down for using these weapons for offensive purposes against the very rules that Congress set up in the first place.
Yeah.
And then here Congress, what is it, 100% of the Senate voted to support Israel in their smashing of Gaza?
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Well, but it's really not if you follow the entire game plan.
Well,
if you go off of the song page that I was singing all of last week, well, then you have, and this audience now has a greater understanding of why the Israeli-U.S. relationships will not tatter. They will remain strong because they are, in fact, trying to incite. And if we didn't do it, you know, if we're not having Muslims over the entire planet firebombing and shooting up people because we just killed 1.2 million Iraqis over a decade.
That's right.
If we haven't inflamed them enough, well, then greater numbers then must be killed off.
Well, that's the, getting back to the controlled opposition. If you look at the parties in this country, including third parties, they're all controlled. They control the papers. They control Hollywood. You know, have you ever read Neil Gabler's How the Jews Invented Hollywood? In fact, Kevin McDonald goes into detail in this aspect of this.
Dean, has anybody ever written a book on how the Jews started Vegas?
Oh, yes. Called the Greenbelt Jungle.
Okay, you've been reading a lot.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Thank you, Dean.
Bye.
Appreciate your call. Defense Department establishes civilian expeditionary workforce. The Defense Department is forming a civilian expeditionary expeditionary workforce that will be trained and equipped to deploy overseas in support of military missions worldwide, according to department officials. The intent of the program is to maximize the use of civilian workforce to allow military personnel to be fully utilized for operational requirements, according to a Defense Department statement. Now, in effect, what they're trying to do here, folks, is, well, out of their kind of AmeriCorps-type deal, enlist people in the service, and these will be paid mercenaries in support of the military operations around the planet. And it ain't going to make them bulletproof, neither. I doubt very much that they're even going to get a flak jacket. Old technology. Deputy Defense Secretary Gordon England signed a Defense Department Directive 1404.10, which outlines, provides guidance about the program on January 23rd. See where all this stuff is going on about, oh, the crisis in America. They've been quietly working away. Certain duty positions may be designated by various Defense Department components to participate in the program. If a position is designated, the employee will be asked to sign an agreement that they will deploy if called upon to do so. If the employee does not wish to deploy, every effort will be made to reassign the employee to a non-deploying position. You chattel slaves out there, by God, we're going to make you work, aren't we? Against the interest of the United States, but nevertheless, you'll be employed. Employees in a deployable designated position will be trained, equipped, and prepared to serve overseas in support of humanitarian reconstruction and, if absolutely necessary, combat support missions. Well, I guess you're not going to be a desk jockey, are you? I guess you will be a full-blown mercenary, or at least if they designate you to be. No matter if you were working for Dell and you've got pudgy little soft hands, it doesn't matter. You might be holding a weapon very soon. Program participants are eligible for military medical support while serving in their overseas duty station. All participants will undergo pre- and post-deployment medical testing, including physical and psychological exams. Yes, are you with us or are you against us? If you answer in the affirmative, you're going to get a check. Defense civilians reassigned from their normal duty to serve overseas will be granted the right to return to positions they held prior to their deployment or to a position of similar grade. Well, I'm sorry, I thought a lot of these people that they're going to be putting in these positions are now unemployed, so what would they have to return to? And if they do their stint for Uncle Sammy, you know, being that hired merc, well, almost merc, to be merc if necessary, you're going to return to a country that doesn't have any jobs. So that's a lot of hoodah right there. Defense civilians reassigned from their normal duty will be granted the right to return to that position? Yeah. Families of deployed Defense Department civilian employees shall be supported and provided with information on benefits and entitlements. Now, these people who participate in this expeditionary program shall be treated with high regard as an indication of the department's respect for those who serve expeditionary requirements. Yes, you are going to take place in this. Now, they say in the final sentence of this, participants who meet program requirements would be eligible to receive the Secretary of Defense Medal for the Global War on Terrorism. The only terrorism that is going on right now, ladies and gentlemen, are the New World Orderites, all of their little cronies that are pushing for this. Amazing. George in Texas. Hello, George.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
Yes, you know, very good three-day lecture.
It was longer than that, but go ahead, George.
And, you know, I just came to the conclusion, and I even talk with a few of the info warriors out there, and you know, talking about, like, Ron Paul running for Texas, and I gave my my clear reasons. I said the New World Order had been creeping in, taking little inch by inch, ground by time. I said, I think it's time we have to take some ground back. I really believe that, because if we don't start making our bold move, I think in time we're going to be very disillusioned.
Well, and for all of those that are interested in a peaceful change, that we're going to be guided by the Constitution, where are all the political groups out there? They're nothing but step-and-fetchins and nannies for the political paradigm that's been set up. I mean, where are these people that were sent a clear message by Ron Paul? It's the Constitution, stupid. So where are all these wonderful little political groups that this was going to be our solution? Where are they now? Did they vote for Mr. Obama? Did they want to see John McCain come into office? These people are of absolutely no use to themselves or anybody else. They're there for the political chicanery and the party. By the way, speaking of parties, I think we demonstrated something yesterday to millions of people around the world. We know how to do one thing in this country. Party hardy. Anybody catch the Super Bowl? Ooh. Wonder why Bruce Springsteen didn't do Born in the USA.
He might offend illegal aliens.
Might. Thanks for your call, George.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, we have a crisis. We've got to take remedial and permanent steps. Get out the Band-Aids, because that's all that they're going to do. They're not going to go to the heart of our problems. They're not going to exercise the cancer that's been eating away at us for 100 years. They're not going to do it. what it's going to take to get the global interest out of this country is going to have to come from us, because obviously it's been demonstrated to us that there are no men of courage in Washington, D.C., and that they are so compromised, they are so anti-American in their inability to speak for the Constitution, that they should be literally declared enemies of the state. But what declaration is going to be made, and by whom? It's going to be you and I, ladies and gentlemen. They can read the Constitution. They can hold up for a litmus test of how many different ways these creatures, these political creatures in Washington, D.C., have done all that they could contrary to the mandates and the dictates and the law of the Constitution. They are so far past that they not, dare not speak. They dare not even really open up their mouths. You're seeing a lot of activity, a lot of progressive ideas taking place in Washington, D.C. And, oh, aren't you really happy that all this bipartisanship is taking place? Folks, I think it's time to adopt what the founders have said about our government when it becomes ineffective and works against the American people, that that body should be dissolved. And if that body is to be dissolved, then where does the governance of the people come from? It has to come from their respective states. It has to come from the states. So a message to Mr. Ron Paul. I appreciate all that you have done in service of this country, but I would make this statement, and I don't do this just off the cuff, not a flip statement, that if in fact you do not pick up the gauntlet for the race for governor of Texas, then just retire. You are not doing anything of any value or worth in the Congress of the United States. He would be the first to admit that. He has said on occasion, they refer to me as being Dr. No. And if the thinking is that there is going to be this pillar of sense, a beacon of light in Washington, D.C., and more people are going to start to adopt and agree with Ron Paul's principles, well, then you've got a long wait. So my message to Mr. Paul is, get out of the Fed. You're in Texas. We need a governor, and we need to stop. We need to start putting up the stop signs to the Fed. And we've got to start taking steps to govern under the Constitution. And that has to take place in our respective states, because this band of merry men and their criminals in Washington, D.C., need to be dissolved immediately. That'll do it for us today, folks. Appreciate you joining us. Be back with you tomorrow. Bob Chapman, Robbie Noel, and myself. I'm sure it'll be a lively discussion. I'm going to carry my pissosity over another day here. We'll see you tomorrow.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.